Welcome to the Playmaker Podcast, a podcast for people who want to sell different. Playmakers wage war against traditional sales and win. Remember, success is just one play away. Welcome, everybody, to the Playmaker Podcast. Today, we're going solo. Wanted to talk about time management. You've got your host here, Gabe Larson. We did a study. I had mentioned it before, but I wanted to dive a little bit deeper into it. Just this concept of how much time sales reps are spending selling. And today, you're just going to hear me. We're going to dive right in. So here's kind of the title of today's rant. It's why sales reps are only spending 35.2% of their time selling. Now, it's funny, when I saw this, I asked a bunch of leaders, certainly here at Inside Sales, you know, just what is your thought? How much time do you feel like sales reps actually spend in revenue generating tasks? And I felt like most of them ended up at about 50%. When I told them it fell, at least, you know, again, according to the data I'll get into here in just a minute, when I told them about the data, you know, that it was more in that 35%, a lot of jaws dropped. Like, wow, is that really why? You know, it's just, it's a deplorable stat. But the next question is always like, you know, why? Why are they not spending time selling? So I want to get into it. But I remember when I first saw this, you guys, I probably like, you were like, is that true? And again, I'm just the messenger, you know, did a survey, asked a bunch of reps, and this is kind of what came out of it. So, you know, whatever it is, if they're only spending one third of their time selling, we've just got to put a stop to it. I mean, that's probably the bottom line. We can't have sales leaders surviving 18 months in their roles and having stats like CSO Insights, 53% of reps hitting quota, and not panic. I mean, this is a problem. Bottom line is sales reps are spending the majority of their time on activities other than sales. And how do I know this? Well, again, as I mentioned, we asked 721 salespeople to tell us how they're spending their time. And these were their numbers. They're not mine. And I mean, the numbers speak for themselves. So again, to summarize, 35.2% of their time on revenue generating activities, which means almost 65%, right? That's 64.8 on everything else. Well, what the heck is that everything else? Before I get into that, one of the things I was thinking is just trying to kind of take one step back and say, I mean, if you put dollars and cents on that, try to quantify that stat right there, how much is it costing organizations? So we dove back into some of our old studies, and we believe the average field sales rep is paid $105,000 and change per year. So if 64.8% of their time, these sales reps' time, is spent on non-revenue generating activities, the typical company spends $68,000 and change per rep per year paying these salespeople to do stuff or these tasks that they were not hired to do. I mean, that's just for one rep. You compound that times 10, 20, 30, 40. It can grow exponentially pretty fast. So I'm probably partially to blame for this stat. You know, I push reps to do better sales cadences and pipeline management and, you know, building pipeline. That's just such a problem these days, is building pipeline, forecast, whatever it may be. But it appears sales reps have not managed the fundamental skill of time management. Now, you don't think time management is one of the fundamental skills? You probably need to stop listening, because we're going to have to agree to disagree. If you haven't read it, I've mentioned this book before, The Ultimate Sales Machine, Chet Holmes, Manda Holmes, picked up after Chet passed. And it's a fantastic book. It's kind of an account-based book. One of the early ones wasn't necessarily designed for that. It was more for entrepreneurial concepts, but a lot of marketing and sales kind of merged in there from Chet's perspective. But in the book, Chet lists multiple skills and strategies for salespeople to master. But he starts with time management. Why? Because know what I mean? You can't get that right. You can't get nothing right. I mean, that's just the bottom line. It starts and ends with time management. And I think therein lies some of the problem. But we'll talk about, I don't know if it's all the sales reps' blame, but there is something interesting going on here. Check these stats out. So you've got 61% of sales reps reported having some kind of time management system in place for themselves, but only 23% said they actually followed it. Now, is that a problem? Yeah, that is a problem. It means that most sales reps just try to hit their number. And I say try with quotes on it. I mean, hope is not a plan as much as we think it is. Sadly, there's just not a lot of great technology out there to support this task of time management. 70% of sales reps say they're not using any kind of software to manage their time. I'm not sure if that's where CRM is supposed to come into play. There are some capabilities in there, but that's more of task management, and it doesn't seem to be facilitating. I mean, if 70% of people are saying they don't have a time management software, they're certainly not considering CRM. So I assume that's not in play, but I can't think of another great technology that helps me kind of manage my day effectively, which is odd. Maybe that's an opportunity for anybody who wants to get out there and get her done. So interestingly, though, the reps who actively manage their time through some sort of, you know, specific time management philosophy, they spend almost 20% more time selling than the people who do not. That's a lot. So if you actively manage your time through a time management philosophy, this may sound obvious, you spend 20% more time selling than people who don't really actively manage it. Guys, that's a huge increase. That's an increase from that 35, and change to 54, almost to 34, 54. So almost a 20% jump there. And I can assure you that the more time you spend selling, the better chance you'll have at hitting your number and goal. That may sound obvious, but I believe it very firmly. Now, here's the problem, as I was saying. So I do think part one is that reps got to manage their time better. And I'm not sure if this is just something they've got to do on their own. Because again, I don't know if there's a lot of technology. So this is something that we've just got to organize ourselves and maybe do some more training around. But it's not that I think in a lot of cases reps don't want to manage their time. I think they just struggle to get through the crap and actually get to, you know, selling. Well, what is the crap? Well, we asked them, and, you know, what are the different activities that reps spend their time on? And the list basically came out as this. I'm going to kind of give you top to bottom just so you can kind of orient yourself. We actually asked and said, what are the different tasks you spend your time on? And then we kind of grabbed all of those and then re-asked and said, you know, what percentage of time then do you spend on all of them? It was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, like 13, 14 tasks is where we ended. So administrative tasks was number one, 14.8% of the time. Training was at the very bottom, 3.9% of time on training. External meetings was number two. So I think customer facing, customer meetings, which was great. That was 14%. Research, and we'll talk a little bit about that. General follow-up came as number four. Number five was prospecting at 10%. Internal meetings, lots and lots of internal meetings, 8%. Travel, decent number of travel. Proposals and contracting, 6%, just downtime. Planning, 5%. Pipeline management, forecasting, and then again, training kind of brought up the caboose. So that ended it all out. Administrative tasks. That's what dominated reps' time. In fact, almost 15% of an average week is spent on admin tasks. I had to follow up with sales reps and kind of say, like, what do you mean by admin tasks? Like, give me a double click there. So here's just a couple of quotes that I gathered in following up with some of these reps. I deal with a lot of product issues, a lot of stuff there. Sometimes to get things done, I have to get so many internal approvals. It's crazy. So internal approvals, big thing there. The number of internal policies, I've got to jump through and work through really slows me down. So you're hearing internal approvals and policies and admin tasks and, you know, chasing things down. Those are some of the words you heard in conjunction with that. So admin task dominates it. And again, that makes it hard to manage my time. I think if I've got so much admin stuff popping up that it may be, it's like those got a minute meetings, right? Chat Holmes talks about those people just randomly saying, ah, fire, you got to deal with this. And it kind of throws your whole day off. Thankfully, though, the second task was those external meetings or customer meetings at 14%. Oddly, though, research was third. So I kind of, you know, followed up again with the reps and said, what's going on with research? I'm a little confused. What does this mean? So a couple quotes that came out: nobody helps me find the accounts I should target, so I got to figure that out. I also have to do a lot of preparation, both for pre-call as well as meetings. And then I do a lot of post stuff to make sure that I do it, follow it up right. I'd probably put that in the one above, but I want to prepare for meetings, so I spend as much time as needed. I do pre-call or pre-prospecting outreach, and then I got to figure out kind of the whole account strategy, who I want to target, how I want to target them. Man, I don't know about you guys, but these feel like things that we could fix and make it easier for reps to sell. Do you agree? I mean, dominated by admin tasks, dominated by kind of research and account, figuring out that type of stuff. Guys, look, sales is it's already complicated enough. And based on the data, this 35% of reps' time spent is leading to a 53% achievement of quota. I think that's an interesting tie in there. CSO Insights, they've been tracking quota attainment over the past couple of years, and they say we're down almost 10% over the past decade. We're now at 53% of teams achieving quota. That's almost flipping a coin, and that's hard. But again, you pair that with the time spent selling. I wish we had a trend on that to kind of see if that had been moving down with this number, because if you look at it, like, in some ways it's terrible. In some ways it's like, oh my goodness, you know, again, we're only spending 35%. What if we're spending 50? What would that do to that quota attainment number? Would it just jump it right up? I don't know. Maybe not. So, you know, my question I've been thinking about and pondering, you know, what if some of these time wasters were reduced? You know, what if we actually got that number to 50% instead of that 32%? How much could quota attainment jump up and therefore revenue increase? I think the answers are probably pretty obvious, but I leave that to you. It's so funny. People seem to be talking about, and they should, about the customer and the age of the customer and how important it is to think like Amazon, make it easy and make it simple. But so they ask questions like, how easy are we to work with? But it's always from a customer perspective. I don't know if we're spending enough time, and I say we as an organization, really thinking about how easy are we to work with. And what I mean by that is from a sales rep perspective, you know, can we eliminate some of those barriers? So my challenge to you is, wherever you are in your quarter or year, is to take a step back and try to figure out what are the 10, 15 hurdles that sales reps have to go through. It's going to be, you know, 10 approvals to get implementation costs. It's going to be discounting. It's going to be, you know, all these different layers we have. See if you can trim the fat for just a quarter. See if you can cut that down, make it a goal, and make it about the age of the sales rep. Make it simple, make it easy, and I promise that'll translate right into the customer. Simpler you make it for the sales rep, the simpler it'll make from the customer, and I think you'll see big gains and big results. So again, if you want to see this study, this was time management for sales. Just wanted to dive into this 32% as it's been bugging me the last couple of days, couple of weeks. So I'll make sure in the show notes I put it down there. Grab the study. We got a cool little infographic. I'll post that as well. And for everybody, remember, success is just one play away.